This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. More than a year living in a pandemic world now, and a lot of people's thoughts have turned to what am I doing with my life? And work is a big part of people's lives. One in five workers, and this is according to a survey from Prudential, one in five workers have changed what they do entirely over the past year. Yes, some of that is because of layoffs, but a lot of people said their career changes were about finding a better work-life balance or just wanting to try something new. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why this year has made so many people reevaluate what they do.
It's pretty hard to find private space at Allison Lee's new job.
My roommate just popped in. She's using the restroom.
Lee works on a 200-foot yacht docked in Fort Lauderdale, and her roommate, the person she shares a bunk bed with, is her boss.
Okay, we should be good now. Sorry.
Lee used to work in digital advertising. She spent most of that career job hopping and city hopping from Chicago to Minneapolis to Denver. When the pandemic hit and life slowed down, she was forced to confront this nagging feeling she's had for a long time, that she's been wasting her time.
And I just found myself really unhappy, and I realized I couldn't do it any longer than a whole 9 to 5 and glued to my chair every day. I knew I needed a change.
She quit her job, put her stuff into storage, and took a yacht safety course where she learned how to put out a fire at sea and save someone from drowning. She moved into a crew house where industry workers stay between gigs and found a job as a yacht stewardess. It isn't glamorous. The cleaning is so detailed she has to use Q-tips, and she makes $3,000 a month, much less than she used to. But Lee hopes this job will eventually allow her to see the world.
It was a life goal of mine to hit 30 countries before turning 30, but then the pandemic hit. So now's the time, not getting any younger, and I did it.
The pandemic has made a lot of people examine what they do for a living. Office workers facing boredom or healthcare workers facing burnout, and all of us facing mortality.
It shakes people up. It makes them really think about how they're spending their time, who they're spending it with, what they're spending it doing.
Amy Rosneski researches the meaning of work at Yale School of Management. She says challenging events can make us reevaluate our values and identities and push us to take chances. And because a lot of people aren't getting dressed up or lunching with coworkers anymore, they're just left with the work itself.
What seemed tolerable before may not seem tolerable anymore. It may seem look very different.
Some people may even discover a sort of calling. For instance, after 9/11, interest in joining the military increased by 8%. Rosneski says people also experienced this after the death of a loved one. That's what happened to Karina Toda. She spent more than a decade watching her father suffer from progressive supranuclear palsy, or PSP, a rare brain disorder.
To see him lose the ability to walk, to talk, to swallow, I think I really began to question what is living.
Toda's family disagreed about how to handle her father's end-of-life care. It wasn't until years later that she learned about death doulas who helped support patients and their families. In 2018, she left her job leading strategy for New York City Public Housing.
I remember writing the goodbye email to my colleagues, and I barely mentioned the sort of end-of-life thing because I knew it would freak people out.
It did, though most people were ultimately supportive, even when she struggled to break into the industry. The job has also taken a toll on her mental health, but she says it's important for her to do work that gives her purpose. And studies back this up, that people who find meaning in their work are happier. Of course, changing careers requires risk that isn't financially feasible for everyone. Kat Koh, a career coach in San Francisco, tells clients to identify what they like or excel at and try to make it a bigger piece of their work or explore a passion project. And if you're still feeling restless,
it's important not to take those emotions and experiences and maybe just pin it all on your job.
Our worlds won't only be work and home forever. As more of the country opens up, the life piece of work-life balance will come back. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.